Sie hören KDZ im Dialog. Den Podcast des KDZ, Zentrum für Verwaltungsforschung. Wir bieten Einblicke und Hintergründe in die öffentliche Verwaltung und versuchen sie Ihnen verständlich und spannend zu erklären.
Hallo zur neuen Folge von KDZ im Dialog. Mein Name ist Siegfried Fritz. Heute beschäftigen wir uns mit lokalen öffentlichen Finanzen im Zusammenhang mit den Sustainable Development Goals, kurz SDGs oder Nachhaltigkeitsziele. Als KDZ unterstützen wir seit geraumer Zeit 4 europäische Städte dabei, ihre kommunalen Finanzsysteme mit den Zielen der Agenda 2030 zu verknüpfen. Meine Gäste, Thomas Borg und Sarah Taranja, geben heute Auskunft darüber, wie die Städte die SDGs in ihre Finanzmanagementsysteme integrieren, welche Ansätze sie dabei verfolgen und auf welche Herausforderungen sie dabei treffen. Wir wollen dem Thema auch auf europäischer Ebene Gewicht verleihen und deshalb findet der Podcast in englischer Sprache statt. Wir switchen daher ins Englische. Dear Thomas, dear Sarah, welcome to this new episode of the podcast KDZ in Dialogue. It's great to have you here. After a short introduction for our German-speaking listeners, I would now like to turn to you. Could you briefly introduce yourselves and share with us your background as well as your role in supporting European cities on their journey to integrate the Sustainable Development Goals into their financial management systems?
Thank you for having me, Sigi. My name is Sarah Taranja and I'm the project manager of the SLBF project. My background is in environmental sciences and European project management. And before this role, I worked in the private sector, helping companies to report on their sustainability progress. But what really motivates me, however, is the chance to connect sustainability with politics and finance. And this is exactly what I and we do in this project. We work closely with European cities to integrate the SDGs, as you mentioned, in the financial management systems. And we try to ensure that budget and policies are kind of aligned with long-term sustainable development.
Okay, thank you for your introduction. Thomas, some words to your person.
Yeah, hello. Hello, Sigi also. Thank you for having me. I'm Thomas Borg. I'm one of the managing directors here in KDZ. We work on public finances and local public finances since ever. And the SDGs are of highest importance because the real question is how to make a local budget and the public budget outcome-oriented, not just input focus on how much money is there and how much staff is there, but really what is the outcome. And the SDGs are the perfect outcome, leaving no one behind, having social services. This is of highest importance. This is what we are doing, and this is our approach to this, to this project.
Thank you for your introductions. As you can hear, a lot of expertise in front of our microphones. Before we dive into details, what personally motivates you to work on sustainable public finances? Sarah, maybe you want to start.
Yes, that's a really good question. I would say what motivates me personally is the understanding that public money has a really huge impact on how we live today and the kind of future we want to create. So if we align financial decisions with, let's say, the SDGs or sustainability in general, then every euro we spend can contribute to, for example, climate action, social inclusion, or generally the long-term well-being of also future generations. And supporting cities in this process is where change somehow is tangible, because it's actually at a local level where global goals need to be translated in order to have real improvements for the everyday lives of citizens and people. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. Thomas, what is your personal motivation to work in public finances?
Yeah, in public finances, in the SDGs. So for me, the SDGs count here so much because they cover really the big challenges of the world, and so also in the local governments, like climate change, the social welfare, social economic welfare, and also better governance. And this is what I believe in, that we have to get better here. And this is why I also support the SDGs, the Sustainable Development Goals, and the Agenda 2030 of the United Nations to be better implemented in our daily work and daily life.
Sarah, let's now turn to the bigger picture. Could you explain what you are doing right now, what the so-called SNPF project is all about, and why it was launched?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so SLPF, so it's an acronym for Sustainability in Local Public Finances. Mm-hmm. And let's say main objective of the project is to support European cities in aligning their public financial management with the SDG goals. So this is the main objective. And it actually grew out of another network called CSPF, which is also a European group that brings together CFOs from 7 European cities and basically creating a space for exchange. Mm-hmm. And from this network, 4 cities decided to go a step further and work together on the practical integration of the SDGs. Mm-hmm. Into their financial system. So more or less, we're talking about SDG budgeting here.
Okay.
And important to mention, the project is funded by the European Commission's Technical Support Instrument and is implemented in collaboration with 2 French partners, this being Expertise France and Institute for Climate Economics, I4C.
Okay, thank you. Thomas, you mentioned the importance of the SDGs in your statement, in your first statement. Which challenges do European cities currently face when it comes to aligning public finances with the SDGs?
In general, the main challenges in the cities are similar to what the SDGs also want to improve. Right? It's a question of the climate adaptation, the climate change. It's the issue of the social welfare. The cities now also all have the issue of a budget restriction. So less budget, but more tasks. We see also now under the global environment, the security issue, the question also of how war really also affects the cities, how it comes to the security, how it comes to better resilience. So this is all going on. These challenges are there. And we see it needs more money. Yeah, but it's not there. So we have to better prioritize the public spending. We need also the investments. We are really afraid that the cities start to save budget and to save money in the investments. But we also know that saving an investment means in the end, also a reduced economic prosperity in the countries. Mm-hmm. So this is the whole picture. We need to better prioritize the public finances, the public budget, and the SDGs will help these cities to do this.
Okay. The SDGs are a very, very important part for integrating these into public finances. Sarah, why is the integration of SDGs into the financial management system such a crucial step for cities today?
Good question. So I think cities play really a very important role in addressing global challenges such as climate change, biodiversity loss, social equity, because they act unfortunately both as significant contributors to these issues, but they also have a huge potential to drive solutions. So if today more than half of the world's population live in cities, and this figure is expected to rise nearly to 70%, by 2050, this means that urban areas are therefore central to achieving the SDGs. For example, cities account, I believe it was more than 70% of global CO2 emissions, largely due to energy use, transportation, industrial activity. So, and if the SDGs represent kind of collective vision for a sustainable development, then cities must be at the forefront of addressing these challenges. And I also believe because of their proximity to the citizens, they have this unique position as cities to design targeted policies and implement also innovative solutions at the local level. And of course, it depends on every city's specific competencies. But here, a potential solution could be to start with the budget and integrate the SDGs and their logic to the financial system. So basically having a SDG budgeting as a tool. And as mentioned earlier, it is important how public money is spent, and we need to align it with this vision of a sustainable development.
Okay, thank you for giving us bigger picture and I think clear idea of the project's goals and context. Let's take now a closer look at what has been achieved so far in the participating cities. As mentioned, you're working closely with four European cities: Amsterdam, Barcelona, Bordeaux, and Hamburg. Thomas, could you give us a brief overview of what you found there in the context of financial management and SDGs?
Yes. First, I want to stress that all four cities are really very far developed in their financial management system and also in their, how to say, usage of the SDGs. They work together already since many years in one of our network projects, so they know each other. There is a high trust in each other in the question of exchanging information and exchanging knowledge. That's a very important basis for our project, to have this trust and to have this openness. So first of all, I want to stress a far developed financial management system in all of the cities. Then it's getting interesting because the SDGs are used in a quite different approach. And this is also, let's say, already one finding of our project, or how to say, of our work together, that there is no one size fits all solution, because the cities need and want their individual approach to the SDG usage. What does it mean? It means one or more focusing on an SDG tagging. This is what we call when we want just to see how much money is spent in relation to a specific SDG. You know, we have an SDG focusing on the poverty or no poverty. We have an SDG focusing on gender fairness. We have an SDG focusing on environment, and they go differently. That is the first lesson there. The one really more wants to know, where does our money go, into which direction does our money go, and concerning the SDGs, the SDGs tagging. And then it goes really directly towards what we call performance budgeting system. Where really for each budget area, budget chapter, objectives related to the SDGs are defined, and these objectives are also linked to indicators, to a measurement system. And this is really very far developed. And this is used to improve also the budget procedure and budget decision making for the next year. So the cities have a different approach, have a different standing and usage of the SDGs, and also using, let's say, some of the SDGs. We have a political agenda because our mayor is elected and our boards are elected. We have a political agenda, and maybe this goes more into housing, or this goes more into social services. And so we, as one city, go more into just specific areas of the SDGs. So these are the learnings, this different usage, but on a very high level already.
Thank you for these nice points. In the project, I think you learned some innovative practices, or are there first successes which you found out? Would you like to highlight some of them, Sarah? Or can you highlight some of them?
That's a good point. Well, we are about half, maybe less, half through the project now. So I don't want to give away too many spoilers, but what I already see, or I would see as a success, is that we really frequently and genuinely exchange across borders, because it's I believe it's the first ESI project which involves cross-border collaboration. So for me, this kind of spirit of collaboration is a really huge achievement already. And it's a good foundation for, you know, more concrete results that will follow. But maybe Thomas wants to spoiler us a little bit more on that.
I mean, these things are not hidden, but for example, it's so interesting to see different goal systems in the cities, where we have really an approach in one city, they call it even goal tree, where there are goals, main goals defined, also linked to indicators, which are really used also for the political discussion. And they are really concentrated on the strategy of the city and also the political agenda of the city. So this is something which is quite interesting. Then we have another city which has already implemented a huge SDG report, which is there, but it's not linked to the budget till now. But as a next step, it could be, it's not easy, but as a next step, it's clear these two areas should be better linked.
Mm-hmm.
So these SDG reporting of cities, also in other cities, not just in those we are working, is, in my view, a very important and innovative approach.
Mm. There are for sure some success stories, but I think we can leave them for the end of the project, and we will surely hear about them.
We will.
What I'm interested more into are the challenges. Maybe Sarah or Thomas, however you want, where do you see the biggest challenges in practice?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, for example, are there some lags in data, or as you mentioned, Thomas, is there a challenge with political leadership? Or do you face other challenges?
A challenge I see is that the SDG are a global framework.
Mm-hmm.
So they may also be a little too abstract for cities or for regions. So this translation from these broader goals to, let's say, concrete budget lines is not always clear how to link. This is also what Thomas has already mentioned. So I think this is certainly a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And also what to add to Thomas' point about this political commitment, which is definitely, well, it's not a challenge, but it's kind of a prerequisite. It's needed for implementing SDGs or incorporating the SDGs.
Yeah, I want to add here, because this is really the important point. Huh? The SDGs and an SDG budgeting, which we want to have, so including the SDGs in the budget system and in the budget procedure, is just a tool which should support the administrative and the political leadership of a city. And of course, in a city, we have luckily elections. And if the citizens vote for a new or for another government, we need also a kind of flexibility to adapt then, let's say, this framework to the new, maybe political agenda or the political priorities. So on the one side, we need the political commitment and the leadership commitment towards this system and tool, but we have to be aware that this has also to be a supportive instrument, which can be then adapted and changed. It goes also into the organization itself. So the SDGs need interdepartmental cooperation and coordination. So we have very often, we know it, I mean, everywhere we have silos in organizations. So a department is often a silo. And the SDGs are all, the idea of the SDGs is also to go over these boundaries.
Yes.
And this is a challenge. That's a challenge. How do we make the financial department, let's say it like that, talk and coordinate with the other departments, for example, housing or social affairs or traffic, better interdepartmental cooperation. So I see these challenges, and this all goes then into the direction of capacity and competence. Mm-hmm. So these are the three things: political leadership, commitment, and coordination and capacity. Mm.
Thank you for pointing out these three points. We face challenges, but there are success stories you already mentioned. Let's have a look on other cities. What can they learn from this project, from these examples?
The other cities, this is also part of the project which we will have. So the idea is that based on what we learned now with our four cities, we will make a kind of conclusions and guidelines which other cities can use. And for sure, the first thing is no one-size-fits-all approach. So cities need their, how to say, somehow individual but standardized approach to the using of the SDGs. And we are already happy if SDGs are used as a kind of, let's say, a strategy or guideline. Many or some cities do this already, further developing their city strategies based on the SDGs. So this is one thing which we will also contribute and provide for the others. We will also be able to go on KPIs, that is also our idea, and key performance indicators. Yeah. So what should a bigger city, use as a kind of measurement system to see the success of implementing the SDGs in a city? So no size fits all, common KPIs, and a kind of using the SDGs really in the budget development procedure.
Thank you for giving a quick step into the future. What is interesting for me is maybe going a step back, looking to the 17 SDGs and to the Agenda 2030, how do you see the role of local public finances there evolving in the context of the agenda?
What we have to be aware, this is a little bit also a challenge for our considerations. We are talking about the SDGs, the Sustainable Development Goals, and we know that it's called Agenda 2030, and we are already on the way to the Agenda 2030. And we also see now in the whole world and also in Europe the changes of the global environment, security issues, and so on. So the question is how the SDGs will also evolve or further be developed. What will come after the Agenda 2030? So what we need is also a system which is kind of flexible, using the values, going on with the values of the SDGs, because this is there, leaving no one behind. Mm-hmm. We want to have a more fair world. But for us, this means that we need a local public finance system which is also aware of the future, of the future needs. Look at the European Union, how the priorities changed in the last years. Mm-hmm. We were fully focusing on climate change and digitalization. And now we are talking, from one year on the other, we are talking about competitiveness, in the EU strategies, and of course, security issues. And we all see, okay, this is important. And our main challenge is how can we really bring this into the strategy systems and into the sustainable development of a municipality also in future. So being so open and flexible, but nevertheless following the value set of the SDGs.
Maybe we can think 5 years into the future. Sarah, what would success look like for you in 5 years? So what comes after the Agenda 2030?
Well, in terms of the project, I hope, and a success would certainly be if many more European, also not European, cities join this SDG initiative, or more specifically, this SDG budgeting. So,
Sarah has a great point. For us, it is a success if the cities use the SDGs better, and if more cities use it and work also together with us.
Exactly.
That is the point.
Okay.
So, having this innovative group of cities working together, being enlarged, and we know our partners want that. They want more cities in this network. That would be a real success. And for us in KDZ, I want to add this point, it's really a success. We see a success then when the cities can use it. So the SDGs, Sarah mentioned it already, the SDGs are this global, a little bit abstract framework. And a success is when we together manage to make them understandable and to make them usable for the city society and administration and also city politics in general.
Thank you, Thomas. I think that was a very big message and a very good outlook, inspiring, I think, for city leaders and practitioners who want to integrate sustainability into their financial management. Before we close, I think it is important that we give another maybe key takeaway to our listeners. What would you like our audience to remember, Sarah or Thomas? What do you think, what is your most important point when talking about local public finances and SDGs?
I think there's a lot of misconception about the SDGs. And personally, I would love for the audience to remember how the SDGs were designed in the first place, and that it's actually groundbreaking idea. What is truly groundbreaking about them is that they have this integrative approach. So the SDGs call us to really see the synergies between the goals. So they are not separate goals. They're all interconnected. And I think this is important to have in mind when talking about the SDGs, that they all should form synergies and that we should consider trade-offs and that it's a holistic system and not just goal 1 or 3 or 13. So they all should be looked at interconnected goals.
Thomas, another key takeaway for you.
Use the SDGs. And I want to stress, in KDZ, we work out also, for example, SDG checklists. Colleagues in the house did that. SDG checklists for cities. How does it work? It's simply the idea you want to build a kindergarten. Every city has to do that. And normally you make a procurement, somebody builds a kindergarten, you know, it should have five rooms or something like that. With the SDGs, you can think about this kindergarten with new classes, huh? with new dimensions. Mm-hmm. Sarah mentioned it, with different dimensions. Maybe sometimes they are all interconnected, but maybe they are also against each other. But for example, in our SDG check, we ask also, what means no hunger for a kindergarten in the Western countries, Western European countries? Mm-hmm. And then we find out, okay, it could mean also providing healthy food to the kids. Mm-hmm. So these small things, they open the mind, they open the eyes, and it can be used in the daily work of the municipalities, of the cities. So what I would like to have as a takeaway is simply work with them, make them easy for you to work with, but use them.
Okay. Thank you very much, Sarah and Thomas, for joining us today and sharing your insights with us. It has been a great discussion on how cities can better align their financial systems with the SDGs. Thank you for tuning in to KDZ in Dialogue. Until next time.
Wenn Ihnen diese Folge von KDZ im Dialog gefallen hat, freuen wir uns über eine Weiterempfehlung und Ihr Abonnement. Weitere Informationen über unsere Podcasts und unsere Arbeit für die öffentliche Verwaltung finden Sie auf unserer Website www.kdz.eu. Vielen Dank fürs Zuhören. Bis zum nächsten Mal.